Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Leviathan is a transliterated Hebrew word, Leviathan, from lawa, meaning twisted or coiled. Leviathan is mentioned in the Bible 6 times, and there's more at stake than simply a large sea creature during Earth's earliest ages. In Job 3:8, we have a dreadful scene. Quote, "May those curse it who curse the day, those who are ready to arouse Leviathan." The pulpit commentary suggests, quote, "Let the sorcerers who curse days curse especially this day, the day of Job's birth." Rousing Leviathan may be understood in a metaphorical sense. Of such as stir up to action by their sorceries the great power of evil, end quote. This is also linked with the epic conflict in Egypt against, quote, "the great dragon, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan," Revelation 12, verse 9. Here's the psalmist's account of the Exodus, quote, "God is my king from of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the sea serpents in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gave him as food to the people inhabiting the wilderness." Psalm 74, verses 12 to 14. The Red Sea crossing was the final skirmish against the diabolical power that held Egypt in its serpentine grasp. The people didn't eat the archfiend's army. Their bodies were left for the scavengers, a precursor to the supper of the great God, Revelation 19, verses 17 to 19. At present, Leviathan seems free to move at will, Psalm 104, verse 26. But the Lord controls all, verses 27 to 30. The last great battle is still coming. Quote, "In that day the Lord, with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, that twisted serpent, and he will slay the reptile that is in the sea," Isaiah 27, verse 1. Courage, saint, quote, "The God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly," Romans 16, verse 20.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.